This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. If you have a job or ever had a job, then you have also had a worse day at work. It's inevitable. I mean, even if you have a job you love, there are days that can really, really suck. And the reasons for a day's suckitude, well, it could be anything. On a discussion about your worst day at work, one woman, she recounted the day that she was being demoted. But then her boss was interrupted by the news that the Twin Towers had just been struck by airplanes and the country was under attack. Now, to be fair, no one had a good day that day. Now, on a much more personal and considerably less dramatic level, a guy's worst day at work, it was his first day at work because he didn't know his coworkers. Then he pooped his pants and then he had to go home. Then there's the medical technician who did not poop their pants. Instead, they slipped in a patient's poop. And then they were sprayed in the face with more poop from that same patient. But to the credit, they say, I still love my job. That was just my worst day at work. And then we have another person. They worked one day at a McDonald's drive-thru, but quit because the customers sucked. Because like we said, hey, man, your worst day at work, it could be for any reason. And today, we're playing a little guessing game, all right? So here's the idea. You just tell us about your worst day at work, whatever it may have been. And then we're going to try to guess what it is that you do or did for a living. It's that simple. You call us, tell us about your worst day. We'll try to guess at least what industry you might work in. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job.
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, but tell us, where we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,317. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, joined by the lovely Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Today, from the folks at loudwire.com.
All right.
We have the best rock band for every letter of the alphabet. In other words, let's take a random letter.
B.
What? Would you say B?
Yeah.
All right.
So Beastie Boys. Boston.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, Black Sabbath.
Boston.
Boston's awesome.
Look, man, they might not be the greatest. You got to understand, when they put out their first record, I want to say it sold 12 million copies. Mm-hmm. And I want to say every song on the album was released as a single.
Blue Oyster Cult.
I'm not hating on it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Greatest ever. Like, come on.
Ever?
Yeah.
No. That I will agree with.
Well, look, I mean, they only did three albums, yes. But I'm.
The first one was a mofo.
The number of hits they were. I mean, like, Guns N' Roses, really. Three album band, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not too much different.
But Boston,
I mean, yeah. Appetite's a great album.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Boston's album was great. Okay, another letter. Let's go P.
P.
So you got the Police.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam would probably win that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because 30 years deep, 35 years deep, right?
Any other P bands?
There's got to be.
Far Side? That's not a rock band. Sorry.
It's an F.
It's a P. That's where they spell it.
I mean, there's Primus, but we know they didn't get it. Yeah. You said the Police. I don't know. Are they rock? Were they rock? The Police rock.
This is the idea.
Right.
The band's going to start with that letter.
Pretenders.
And we don't know the letter yet. Mike, you'll give us the letter.
Proclaimers.
We'll see if we can.
God.
That's not it.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to say it like that.
Psychedelic Furs. Yeah. How about X?
How about the band X?
Exhibit. Again, a rapper.
There was the band X, right? Wasn't that Billy Idol?
Yeah.
No,
that was Generation X.
Oh, he was Generation X? Yep. Wasn't their band just named X?
Yeah, they're XTC.
Okay.
There's another one. They weren't really. See, that's what I'm saying. You just got to figure out what is the biggest band that starts with that letter.
Maybe you name your rock band with the letter X. Just out of the competition, you'll probably be the best.
Z, I can only think of what?
ZZ Top.
Oh, ZZ Top.
Gotta be ZZ Top.
There's also Zebra.
Well, I mean, it's a band.
I forgot ZZ Top.
Come on, man.
That's the problem with this game. You know, you just got to figure out what the biggest rock band
Zebra
is that started Zebra. You know, who's behind the door, right, Zebra? Yeah. What other bands start with Z? None.
Not a whole lot, right, man.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
I mean, I got to think of ZZ Top. ZZ Top was good anyway, but, you know.
But you can think of the challenge we have here today. So you're going to give us a letter, and we're going to figure out if we're right or not.
I'm sorry, man. People, the text line's like with the letter P. They're like, oh, I don't know. Pink Floyd, Pantera.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. You know. See, this is a prime. We're missing this.
Yeah,
right. This is how
Ziggy
the game is
Stardust,
played.
Miles?
Well, Ziggy Stardust was, it's not really the name of a band.
But
it's
it was for album. That album. Yeah.
So it's still David Bowie. Still Bowie on the album.
But he was Ziggy Stardust.
Yes, correct.
But he's the solo artist. The Glass Spiders would have
been
the
band. It's like saying that, the Kiss album, Gene Simmons, and this one is the demon.
Right.
He always is the demon. He was just Ziggy Stardust in that one. Because when Gene takes off the makeup, he's not the demon.
He's an ugly old man.
Is Kiss the biggest K-band?
Ooh.
I mean, you could argue Kansas.
Over a Kiss?
They've got one song.
No, they got more than one song, but they're not bigger than Kiss.
Kansas?
Yes.
Kansas has
Dust
more
in the
songs,
wind,
I
Carry
think,
On My Wayward Son. Kiss.
What in the hell other song they got?
Carry On the Word with My Wayward Son.
Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind, which was
my close
Only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
I mean,
Kansas is one of those bands, dude.
Kansas.
Just get their best stuff, and you'll be like, oh, I didn't realize this was them, but I know this song, and I don't hate it.
Yeah. point of no return. How about Crocus? There's a K.
Crocus, there you go.
I'm they're always fighting for Crocus, but they won't win.
That's right. Craftwork.
Killswitch Engage.
God, Craftwork sucked. Yeah, so this is the game.
Oh, someone says Poison. Yeah, Kiss My.
Yeah.
Yeah, Poison, that's a big band.
That's a huge band.
It's a P band.
Yeah, they are a P band. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, P band.
They're still touring.
What's the biggest
No, they're not. Bret Michaels is touring, playing all of your favorite hits from
Don't
Poison.
Don't worry, they'll get back together.
He is playing. He's playing locally, isn't
yeah,
he?
Playing yeah,
we got to get him on the air.
Oh, we should.
We got to get Bret Michaels
no,
on the air.
No, he's at EQC, isn't he?
We should still get him on the air.
Get him on the air. Because I've said for years, I'm like, look, I don't like anything about the guy, but he strikes me as a guy that I'd probably like, but I'd want to be honest and like, look, man, I don't mind you as a human being. I get your deal, bro, but seriously, your band
and you know what?
Effing sucked.
Hey,
look at this. And we're calling it this.
The zombies.
The Steve Hill one-on-one interview.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just all just going to leave the interview.
We're going to leave you with your biggest fan.
You out, too.
Yeah, we're going to leave the studio.
What?
And you're like, I still like your music. He's just like, dude, you know how much pee I got.
I know how much pee you got.
Did you see
that's why I hate you even more.
I mean, he
because
had a whole show.
You wrote
show.
This garbage, and you still got more
he
ass
He had
a
whole a show
toilet.
That wasn't to yeah, get was a girlfriend, it? To get his rock and roll girlfriend, which basically was like, you're just my side piece.
And you know what even irritates me? You can't get away from the guy, right? I'm in the store. For like 10 years ago, I go down the pet aisle because we actually needed dog food, and they got a dog treat. Hanging up on the little shelf there.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Bret Michaels. And I'm like,
you have got
to be kidding me. He's standing there with his red bandana on his head. I'm like, he makes dog treats.
He had a great Snapple flavor for a while there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, because he was on Celebrity Apprentice, and that was the last deals. They each had to make a Snapple flavor. And his was a diet Snapple flavor that was it was good for people with diabetes.
Yeah,
it was great.
He's also headlining Carb Day at Indy.
Carb Day?
Yeah, it's like the Friday.
Are you being serious?
Is that like when they just serve bread?
No, it's the, I don't know. It's because they used to have carburetors in those engines.
Carb Day. And he's hosting.
So Friday, it's like the last
French fries.
It's the last practice. If you have a GA ticket, you can go wherever you want. They have the pit stop challenge, and then Miller Lite has a stage, and it's All American Rejects and headliner Bret Michaels.
God
damn it,
man!
Is for Korn.
We're missing life.
Korn's a good band for K.
Oh, Kiss. Now Kiss is still bigger, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Kiss is still bigger.
Yeah.
Now, I like Korn more.
Sure. I think a lot of people would make that argument.
Depends on when you grew up. Like anything else, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
So, if you're in the era of Woodstock 2, you like Korn.
I think Kiss to me is like...
If you're in the era of like, Limp Bizkit, you like Korn.
Kiss to me is like Star Wars.
That's exactly
you're
what
either into it or not. But, like, as somebody that didn't grow up with Kiss, like, I would go... I've seen their concert. I fathom what it is. But, like... It's not like we play a lot of Kiss.
We don't.
No. We still play Korn.
Yeah.
We do.
They're like next generation.
And there's a reason for that. But still.
You guys say you love Kiss.
Yeah.
I have been to 100 bars, your houses. At no point were you guys like, let's put on some Kiss.
No. I mean,
you never do that. You don't do that.
No, you don't.
You don't do that ever.
You draw a line in the sand.
You don't even really own their albums. You know,
I'm
saying. I've got one that's like
Alive, I got all their albums.
Alive 3 or something.
I got a handful of them.
You know,
I rarely listen, but I've got them all.
Yeah.
I do.
Just like Crocus.
You've got
it. Do that, man. Just What's go that? Home, do a little gardening, and put on the Kiss.
You know, I did that like 2 summers ago, right? I grabbed their first 3 albums, a.k.a. the original. Very good albums.
Yeah.
You know, definitely sign of the time. But I'm like, I'm kind of rocking out, man.
They did say that heavy metal is the best thing to listen to while gardening. I don't know why that study came out. It wasn't that long ago. I read it and went, why? I don't understand. So we're going to do the best rock band for every letter of the alphabet coming up at 4:30 as we'll sit and spin with the folks from the morning show.
Calm the nerves.
Today we're going to do that reverse question thing again where you tell us a little bit about your job and the worst day, the best day, just something that would give us an idea of it was a memorable day, obviously.
Memorable day, yeah.
And however it was memorable to you, then we will try to figure out what exactly it is that you do for a living.
But some are tougher than others, right? Because I have one that almost explains itself. Memorable, not good or bad, but a full-on bar brawl. I don't work at the bar, but I worked at the restaurant attached to the bar. But a bar brawl, that you're the bouncer, the bartender, cook, right? You can piece that together. The other crazy day, a co-worker electrocuted and died.
Trying to change a light bulb.
Right. I was a dishwasher at Chief.
Yeah, but you could have been like
you were thinking electrician, construction.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. I'm washing dishes. I'm scraping black beans off of plates. But memorable day, man.
And he just hit it.
He just dropped. I mean, There's nothing to it. He was standing on that. So at the dishwasher station, it's a long aluminum table. As you would imagine, it is wet because you're there at the dishwasher. There's a fluorescent light above that. It had gone out. He's a waiter. He was. I don't know what he touched, if there's a loose wire, whatever. It's not like it makes noise. It wasn't like the movies. I mean, dude just dropped dead.
Yeah.
And the power went out in the restaurant. But to Chi Chi's credit, they didn't close the restaurant. If you're sitting out in the dining room, right, the lights went out. You don't know that someone has just died 5 feet away from you on the other side of the wall. We didn't let you know. He's like, no. Don't let them know. I'm like, bro, I feel like we should close the restaurant. No. We're going to stay over. Let these people finish their meal. I'm like, Chris is dead, man. Like, his body is laying in the kitchen, and it's still like, go out there and serve the food.
Did you guys try to revive him?
I mean, there was an attempt, but I mean, it's I did not personally, but a couple of the
That's
guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, geez.
Clear.
He needs more.
Shock him
dead.
Yeah. Stop.
Oh, no. Okay.
So I'll give you guys one. Obviously, you can put some clues together. Mike, I know you have this coming up in headlines.
You know I do.
But here's the idea, because this person was just let go of their job.
All right.
For what they did. They were caught on a security camera going to the bathroom on the steps of a family's front porch in California this Sunday morning. I know what you're thinking. Happy Mother's Day. The woman appears to go number one and number two on the homeowner's porch. Mm. The homeowner says they also found a dirty paper towel on the property. So I think we get an idea what went down, but that's not all. That same morning, that same person was caught on another family's camera about a mile away.
Come on.
Peeing on their walkway. And it was basically right next to where she was doing her job. Again, apparently she was able to...
She was doing her job when she did this?
She was,
so,
yes. The company said, we are deeply disturbed by the unacceptable behavior of our employee and apologize to the people and the customers involved.
I would think any company might say that.
The woman's face is clearly visible on the camera footage from the home. They did pass her information on to police. There is a good chance that she could face charges, but there are no details. So obviously, this person could be a postal employee.
I would say either you work for the post office, you do food delivery, or you do package delivery.
This person
delivery.
Also could do utilities in the area.
Right, if they're going door to door, because this is on the job, right?
Right, correct. The worst case scenario in my mind is they just delivered you food, pizza, or any of those things. I think that would be the most disturbing thing if this was a DoorDash delivery person.
Yeah.
They go to your house, next to it. They take a crap, they use the bathroom, and they drop your pizza off. That would
be... I just don't think it'd be one of those people. It's generally, you get it from them.
Okay? Could it be a DoorDash? You know
what I mean? Right.
Whereas, like, a person dropping off a package just drops it off.
Well, sometimes DoorDash just leaves the food, don't they?
They do, yeah. Because we just ordered Five Guys Sunday.
And it's on the porch when you get there.
Yeah, it was on the porch. My dog let me know it was there, yes.
Okay.
There it was.
I have the instruction. You call me.
Oh, do you? Well, you're in an apartment building, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll say this.
Do you know the person that would steal your food in the building?
If you had to
actually, I don't think anybody would, because I have come home from a friend's house at 4 a.m., ordered something, and fell asleep, and it was still out there when I got up at like a couple hours later.
4 a.m., you can order stuff?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did not know that.
Okay.
What did you order?
Yeah, 4 a.m.
Taco Bell.
They're still open?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's okay. Taco Bell.
I don't know.
They're like, look, if you're awake, you want us.
You know me, I get a Taco Bell for breakfast.
Right, but I feel like a bulk of their... The money is made after 9 p.m.
I don't know why they're even open before, say, 8
breakfast.
P.m.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, well,
they've got a substantial breakfast menu if you go to a full-time.
But I'd say I would open from 8 p.m. to 9 a.m. Like, look, man, we're closed from, say, 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. because that's when you want us.
That's like, I don't know if it's the same.
And we get bigger orders because your drunk ass is going to get more food than you can eat.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And I don't know if they're all, it's the same one as the one you grew up with, Miles, but in Wake Forest, there's like a famous biscuit place, but they literally open up at like I want to say 4 or 5 a.m and they close by like noon or 1.
Damn.
Okay.
It's basically just like drunk people and people that might want breakfast.
Yeah. By the way, the driver was an Amazon delivery driver.
Uh-huh.
There you go. See,
but they are not the way I recognize this is you got the Amazon delivery drivers in the electronic vans and trucks. You can clearly see those people, and then you got the guys that jam all their crap in a Volkswagen Golf and throw the package there. I have a feeling that's what she was because they said it was a the person was contracted as a driver.
Then, yeah, they're third party.
So that tells me that, you know, they get paid, but they're not.
They're not an official.
Amazon doesn't have to pay insurance. They don't have to do anything.
Well, there's no Amazon logo on their vehicle. I mean, I have heard, like, some of the Amazon drivers or UPS, when they get busted pooping on someone's property, it seems like if the logo's on the truck, they have the decency to try to hide it behind a bush. But okay. They're trying to at least be discreet, and you go, I'm not happy this happened, but I understand your situation. This lady pooped on her porch, man.
I mean, both. One and two.
That's one thing I got. I have enough yard around my house. Like, look, if one's going to slip, can you go on my grass? Or can you go behind a tree? Or go behind a bush? Not on my front porch.
And I know what you're thinking. Does this woman hold a vendetta against these people? I don't believe so. I really think that she just decided.
Had to go.
I think she just, because she did it a mile away at another's house and peed on their walkway.
Why wouldn't you just do both at once?
I'm telling you, it's an inherent problem as far as that job is concerned. I don't know. Look, especially in my neighborhood, I don't know where you can walk in and use the bathroom in my neighborhood.
Right.
In any establishment right now at this time, other than maybe a lunch place that's open.
I thought they had to because of the Crohn's stuff.
Maybe. I would also think if I'm a delivery driver, you know, it's different if I'm scratching the scabs of my arms. You make a judgment call, right? But if I'm delivering packages, or if I own a bar and a guy walks in,
right.
And I say no public restrooms, it's like, dude, I drive for Amazon. Go ahead. I get it. I understand.
Exactly. And if you DoorDash, that means if I go to Pagliacci's and pick up a pizza, I can use the bathroom.
Sure.
So once I get to the next stop, I can go in and use the bathroom. But if I'm doing something like Amazon or UPS or FedEx or I'm a mailman, I know they've got spots. They have to have spots. They have a spot. They won't tell you where that is because obviously.
No. Don't tell people where it is.
Because obviously they want to keep that spot.
Actually, when we were in Spokane this weekend, they have this little waterfront park, and my son and I are walking through there. Sun's going down. I've got to go to the bathroom bad. And I realize, like, I am not going to make it back to the hotel before this is going to happen.
Did you ask the woman with no arms to unzip your pants?
No. But there's a bunch of trees. There's some water. But as it turns out, luck would have it, there's a porta potty. So I'm like, you know, man, I will go use that. I walk in there. It was the nightmare you would expect it to be in Spokane in a park, a single porta potty, right? And I mean, it was, luckily it had a little plastic urinal to the left, but the toilet is overflowing with turds and other drug-related paraphernalia, if you will. I cannot explain the stink, but I step out of this thing, and my son's standing there. Now there's this lady standing behind my son. And I looked her right in the eye, and I said, I promise you, you do not want to go in there. She's like, I don't care. I got to go. She goes in. I swear to God, the door was closed for 2 seconds. It opens back up. She's like, I'm going to hold it.
Yep.
I tried to tell you, man. That is a Spokane special going on in there.
So, good or bad, basically just tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we're going to try to guess what your job is. 206-803-ROCK, or was.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, mi amigos.
Hola.
So, this is my worst day. It was the first time that I had to go on a lockdown.
You'd go on lockdown? Okay. All right, hang on. Is this,
do you work,
is it out of the question for the profession you were in?
What's that?
Is it kind of out of the question for the job you were in, or is it something you could expect?
No, unfortunately, since I've been in this profession, it's happened every year.
And so sadly, you're probably a teacher.
Also, you work for the government?
No.
Are you a teacher?
I am a teacher.
Oh, man. What grade do you teach?
I teach high school juniors. But, yeah, the first time we went on lockdown, it was one of those, I was looking for the adult in the room and then realized I was the adult in the room. And, yeah.
I think my daughter.
Yeah, how weird is that?
My daughter's done two so far. This year.
Right, like a legit lockdown.
This year. This is her first year teaching. She's done two. I know.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's just like. That's not what I remember. School sucked.
No, we had fire drills. We had the, if we have a nuclear war drill, which seemed pointless, like we're going to die. We're not sweating that one. But we certainly did not have like an active shooter drill. It just wasn't a thing. So do you guys have drills for this?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was in a different school on Friday and we went on lockdown. And I didn't know what their protocol was. So I just adopted my protocol to their protocol. But.
Hello?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's
that's the giant issue too. When some people are like, "Oh, you should give guns to teachers," like, I, you know, again, my brother's a principal. He's like, "Look, we had one." He's like, half the teachers couldn't even figure out to do what we told them to do.
Right, exactly.
Now you want them popping off rounds down a hallway?
No, it doesn't seem very safe. No. And a lot of the teachers, like, not everybody is comfortable with a weapon.
Yeah, of course.
Like, he's like, you know, 80% of my teachers, like, I don't want anything to do with a
gun. They went to school to be educators.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that's in the same world. Tell us about your most memorable day at work, good or bad, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we're going to try to guess your job at the time. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there.
Hola.
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 All right, Jay, what was your most memorable day at work?
So I've got one that we had spent, with this really large scale project we were working on, and a lot of coordination and shipping was involved. So first shipment was detained.
Detained, okay.
And then there was another shipment that went out.
Now, are you on the shipping end or the receiving end?
Both.
Okay.
Was this overseas?
It was going overseas.
Okay.
So you work for the company that ships the stuff. Do you make the product?
Nope.
You work for a cargo company?
Nope.
So you don't work for the company that makes the product. You work for the company specifically that ships it?
Nope.
No.
Okay. What made it memorable that it was detained?
Okay, so it was detained because of something that a whole other entity did to the people who were processing the shipment going to its final location. They kept it because they were mad. So there was another shipment that went out through another route. that one was destroyed.
Intentionally?
Total loss. Intentionally destroyed.
You work for Tesla.
Nope.
Ah. So was it intentionally destroyed because these same people were angry?
A different group of people, but they were angry for similar reasons.
Okay, was this a country that was angry?
Yes.
Oh.
It was like China? China.
No.
Canada?
No.
All right, just tell us.
Pakistan.
What were you shipping? That was our next guess.
I knew it.
What were you shipping and or receiving that people were mad and destroying it? What was the cargo?
Construction materials.
And you're shipping it to Pakistan or receiving
it? They ordered it and then they didn't want it?
Yeah, so we would, as project management, and we were shipping the materials for our projects for our contractors to utilize in an overseas location for diplomatic purposes.
Aha, okay. All right, so this is going to U.S. contractors, but the Pakistani people either held up the shipments or destroyed it?
The government.
Government, okay.
Huh. Well, that makes more sense if you send it to contractors.
Yep.
And then the destruction part, and there was another one that also disappeared.
Disappeared.
Were not affiliated with the government.
yeah, the stuff that disappears, what do you know?
But you're just shipping like lumber and crap, right?
Yeah.
So they're stealing it and using it. That's all. Yeah, they're taking that crap and they're doing whatever they want to do with it.
Do you still work for this company?
I do not presently work for that company, but I did for a very long time. The thing is that we finally made Nicey Nice, and they decided to let everything go, but I had already sent another shipment because we needed the materials.
And what were you guys building?
An embassy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that
that's
explains,
some of the pushback.
That explains why they didn't want that crap.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that definitely
like you killed Osama bin Laden. We're not going to let you build an embassy.
Right.
We're trying to house him here for a while.
Well, everybody got along and everything got straightened out, but it was an absolute nightmare just trying to get basic building materials from one place to another because one group was mad at the other, and we didn't even have anything to do with them being mad.
Well, of course. But how long did it take you logistically to finally get this all sorted out and get the materials you needed to get there?
Oh, it was over 30 days. So I had contractors sitting on site getting paid, twiddling their thumbs.
I would say, they're still getting paid. All right. And how long did you have this job?
Most of my adult life.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
All right. Okay. I didn't know we hung out and were frenzies with the Pakistanis.
Well, you don't have to be friends. I have an embassy.
Yes, well, I know.
I mean, that's the thing, right.
Yeah, I mean, when 9/11 happened, I kind of figured they went, yeah, we don't need an embassy there.
Right.
You know. All right, so tell us about your most memorable day at work. We'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Robbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchulas.
Hola.
A special shout out to the Claw Daddy.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Anywho, so I was at a certain job to where we take used motor oil, produce a certain product out of it, and I was loading it into a rail car. And as I was loading it, it takes about 2.5 hours to load this rail car. But I see a bunch of steam coming off of something. And looking up, like, oh, what is that? So I called off over the radio. Hey, Richie, come check it out for me, blah, blah, blah. And I realized that I left the bleeder open. And I probably spilled close to 200 gallons of this product on the ground.
On the railroad tracks?
No, it was in the breezeway. It's something we use every day. You know, you drive on the way to Seattle, I guess you could say, with all the potholes, kind of.
Asphalt?
Yeah, I used to work at a re-refinery. Take used motor oil, refine it, all the bottom crap out of the crude oil, all the bottom gritty stuff, we turn into asphalt.
Hmm.
And I ended up spilling about 200 or some odd gallons of asphalt everywhere through a 2-inch bleeder.
What is what's the punishment for spilling 200 gallons of asphalt?
I couldn't get promoted to the next step for a year, and then luckily, you know, the guys were friends. We all kind of laughed at it. Oh, you know what happens, but
you know, we got diapers out there, cleaned it up, got squeegees, tried to do the best we could. And, you know, I was still able to keep my job for the most part. So, but I don't work there anymore by choice. So I'm off to bigger and better things.
What do you do now?
I called a few years ago. I actually work at U.S. Oil.
Oh.
What is going on today?
I do not know what's going on today. That's bizarre.
Just got dumb.
That's like the second or third one that just kind of hung up.
You know, it's sad. I'm just thinking of other memorable days, neither the best nor worst, but memorable. And I've told the story before, so you guys know where I worked. But I said, well, helium balloons were tied around the neck of a doll. The doll then floated and got trapped in a fairly significant structure in Baltimore City, and people thought it was like this racist thing going on.
An effigy.
Yeah. I worked at a restaurant. We just got drunk that night and tied the doll. We did not try to send it into the structure, but when she floated away, we tossed her off this balcony. She started floating away. And within 5 seconds, she is now stuck in this spinning sculpture. But the problem is there's no way for us to get her down. I mean, it's just impossible. And the thing about the structure is that it spins around on its axis, right? And so it's not just the doll is hanging by her neck from the structures, that she is going in these big 90-foot circles looping around, and she would get within maybe like three.
Did it look like a small child?
Yeah, it's a doll. It was not an American doll girl, but it was about that size, right? So it's like the size of a 1.5, 2-year-old, something like that. Little black girl, and she is now hanging by her neck. So it became a story for a day or two. Understandably, people were like, this is a racist, da da da. It really wasn't, man. She got stuck in that sculpture, and we're like, oh no. But we all agreed, no one saw this happen. None of us admit to anything. Just let the news be the news. And the news is interesting, but it's terrible. You know, like you'd watch the news at night, my mom calling me like, I can't believe the crap that people do. And I could never tell her, like, hey, mom, we were hammered drunk. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We closed the restaurant. We sent her off, and it got stuck in this freaking thing. We know how it looks, but that was not the,
yeah, I mean, it's a little black baby doll being
hanging by her neck, swinging around in a circle. Yeah. Everything about it looked awful. I'm the guy that let it go. I didn't tie the balloons around her, but I'm like, all right, here we go. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no, this is bad.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work. We're going to try to guess your job at the time. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Hola.
So, my most memorable day was the day I almost died.
That will make it memorable.
Well, what made it memorable was how I almost died was absolutely terrifying. Almost died of being electrocuted to death.
You worked as a waiter at Chi Chi's.
Yeah.
That's my interaction.
I did not.
Now, is electrocution a reasonable danger at your job?
No, it was not.
Okay, so this is not something that would even cross your mind. You're not an electrician or working in construction or anything.
Was working sort of in construction.
Okay.
You were installing a washing machine.
No, I was not.
Was it high voltage?
It was high voltage.
And were you intentionally interacting with this high voltage thing, or did you like back into it or something?
I was not the one responsible for connecting with the high voltage.
Aha.
Okay. Were you digging a ditch?
Ooh, I was not digging a ditch, but a ditch wasn't involved.
Okay. So you guys hit a cable.
Yes, a cable was hit.
So were you like installing sewer lines, something like that? What?
Something like that, yes. We were installing, should I just say it?
Yeah,
we were installing high pressure, pressurized hot oil lines in the Colorado oil pan up in northwestern Colorado.
Okay. So were you physically digging, hit this wire, and just blew your ass backwards, or what?
No, so the story, you want to hear the story?
Yeah.
I still want to guess, okay. So my job was we were loading pipeline from the back of a big flatbed into a ditch in the ground. And you do this by you have a big boom and you have a cable that has hooks on, basically two big hooks on either end. Yeah, one guy hooks one end, one guy hooks the other end, and the guy who's driving the truck operates this thing to lift it up and we drop it into the ditch.
All right.
These are huge 12-inch pipes. And so myself and another guy are watching the ditch, walking along with the truck with these pipes, and the guy who's driving the truck is watching the ditch. And he's got the boom up because he's got a piece of pipe on it. And he does not notice, and I don't know how he did notice it, that the boom was up high enough that as it's driving along, all of a sudden it connected with a high voltage line. And the only thing that saved my life was these were extremely long pieces of pipe, and the chain we normally used to hook them on the end to lift them in wasn't long enough, so we had to grab some of those canvas tow ropes.
Okay.
To extend it. I still got buzzed enough to shock me and let go of it, but the truck grounded and started sparking to the ground. We dove away. The truck driver dove out over the ditch, and we stood there and watched in the middle of nowhere as this truck arced and melted to the ground. Tires popped. It didn't catch fire entirely, but it smoked and smoldered until the tires popped, and then it disengaged from the cable, and it fried the radio. This was back in the early 90s, and so we didn't have, like, telephones.
So what do you just have to wait until the next shift shows up?
That was pretty much the power company. Became very aware that something happened, and so they sent someone out to run the lines, and they found us standing there. But yeah, and the smoke actually alerted some people as well. But it was a while.
How long did it take for the truck to kind of, like you said, arc? The tires pop. When the tires pop, obviously the truck lowers, disengages. How long did it take for the truck to stop arcing?
I wasn't timing it. It seemed like a really long time. It's probably no more than maybe 5-10 minutes.
That's a pretty long time.
But it was loud. I mean, it was, you know, that arcing sound, you know, you sort of hear in movies, and it's, you know, sparking all over, and it's arcing from the truck to the ground, and yeah, it was terrifying.
How far away did you get from the truck when all this was going on?
Oh, we backed off. I mean, probably not far enough because we were young and dumb and, like, it was kind of cool, but we walked down the road quite a ways.
How many hundreds of miles is this pipeline, by the way?
That pipeline, I couldn't even tell you. I know the section we were replacing was about 15 miles worth. So we had refurbishment. So we dug up pipeline and either repaired it or replaced it. And the whole section needed replaced.
Why wouldn't they just put it above ground? I got to ask.
Because there's a lot of it. And people drive over a huge oil field. Yeah, you got gas lines, hot oil lines, and water lines pushing the hot stuff they use to heat up the crude. And it's all crisscrossing all over this huge desert oil pan in northern Colorado. So everything was below ground, except for the power lines.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You would not want to put that stuff above.
Well, I don't know. It just seems like it'd be easier to fix.
It's easier to fix, but it's also easier to destroy.
Okay.
Correct. That's the long and short, because you can't trust people, right?
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Robbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this would be about my third week into this job. I was 20 years old, got offered it, and I was like, hell yes. And to start off, my job would be to pick these people up, be one person, bring them to the certain place. We'd work all day and then bring them back to the hotel or wherever they're staying.
Are you like a chauffeur driver or van driver for bands?
So that chauffeur would be part of the job. I was supposed to pick them up at a certain time, bring them to a certain, I'll give a hint, location. We'd work all day at that location and then bring them back to the hotel.
Did this person work with you or did you work in support of them?
They worked for the company I was working at.
So were you also like doing security or just driving?
Uh-oh. Like I said, part of it was.
What the hell's going on their phone today?
On the location as well.
All right, say that again as your phone. Were you doing security or just dropping them off?
So part of my job, I would pick them up, work on the location all day, and then drop them back off.
Okay.
And the hint is like the location.
What made it memorable about this job? Was it the people involved that you were taking, or was it good or bad? Was it a level of fame?
The people involved.
All right. Was it a sports team?
Maybe to some people it'd be a level of fame. Yes. It's well watched around
the entire world.
Were you driving porn stars?
Yes.
That was actually my first love.
Ding, 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 ding. How did you know that?
So wait, when you said then you worked with them all day, after you dropped them off the location, what is your job at that point?
Yep. So I started off, I was 20 years old. Started off as called a personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So I would help out moving lights, cameras, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I would also, my job was to pick, I'm going to say, the girls up and drive them to set. After the shoot was done, I would drop them back off at their hotel. And it was one of my favorite stars at the time. And that's who I was.
Who was it?
Super excited.
Who was it?
Riley Reid.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I knew Ted would know. Riley Reid.
Okay. Riley Reid, you said that was her name?
Yep.
Okay, did you
This is pretty famous.
Did you ever get any, you know, is there anything else that ever happened with you there?
As I was, you know, I'm not a bad-looking guy. I'm very respectful as well. And, yes, it definitely happened.
With the person that you wanted it to?
Actually, I don't know if I can name names. I don't think I can get in trouble. I don't think so.
I mean, if they had consensual sex with him.
Yeah.
It was, yes. It was all good.
They do it on camera.
Who was it?
BB Jones.
I have an idea what I think a BB Jones should look like. Blonde. Okay, maybe not.
Selfishly. I got to ask you, did you ever drive a Lexus Texas?
No, that was a little, she didn't work for Vivid.
Okay.
No. Oh, you worked with Vivid. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they used to come up here all the time and would, like, do interviews at radio stations and drop off.
I'm very familiar with Vivid. Not necessarily all the names of them, but yes, I'm aware of Vivid's existence.
Were you doing it
Vivid,
here?
And then I worked for, this is down in L.A.
Okay, all right.
In the valley?
How long did you have this job?
Actually, 4 years.
Were you able?
When I moved up from PA.
Were you ever able to go on set and check out what was going on?
Unfortunately, I couple direct this, not for Vivid, but I work as well. The producer worked for both of them. Yes, he wrote me in a couple Gonzo films, which were, you know, only like 15-minute long ones. But I was never, like, downstairs was not shown. I was just
You're a pizza delivery guy. Okay.
Robbie, do not show your penis, all right?
Exactly.
But you're in the movie.
Yeah.
We don't want to see that nasty thing.
You're going to play someone's dad.
Right. Good for him. Yeah, 20 years old.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, I've jumped something in either strippers, porn stars, or escorts. You're driving hot chicks around.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work. We'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.